Welcome, Arizona, to hour number four of the weekly Rosie on the House radio program. This hour, we dive deep into a topic, one specific topic, in on, not around, in or on the home. Around is the outdoor living hour. That was 2 hours ago. If you're just waking up, you can go podcast that at rosieonthehouse.com. We're working under the home. I guess you could classify that. Today we're under the home.
That's right.
Radon lives and seeps up into the the air conditioned space of our home. And actually, I didn't realize it until reading the article that we were putting together. Just how significant that is. Something out of sight, out of mind, which, as all things odorless, tasteless, and seeless are.
We're here this morning with special guest, Mr. Bob Brown from Arizona Foundation Solution, our Rosie Certified Foundation Repair Specialist for the entire state of Arizona, who also happens to be a bit of an expert on invisible, odorless, deadly gas.
Radioactive gas.
Radioactive gas. That's nice. We're talking about radon.
So Uncle Chester never comes over for Thanksgiving dinner anymore to your house. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Radon. You know, it made a big splash in the news media several years ago. I want to say maybe as long as 20 years ago. Maybe not quite that long ago, but I bet you it was close to that. Where it was detected by pure accident. That it was an actual existing health hazard. Talk a little bit about how we even discovered it was a problem.
Right. So they were doing some construction work on a nuclear power generation facility. And over the weekend, they always check all the workers going in and out of the plant for radioactivity to make sure they're not getting too much. And this guy came in after a long weekend and walked through the detector and set off all the bells and whistles. And they said, what the heck, you know? And so they went to his house, and sure enough, that's how radon was discovered.
And what is radon?
So radon is a radioactive gas. It comes from the decay of uranium. So uranium has about a 4.5 billion year half-life, and it decays into radium, and then to radon, and then radon goes to polonium, and then back and forth to lead and polonium and bismuth, and then it eventually ends up as lead-210. And that chain of process along that route, radon is one of the components.
This product is off-gassing constant. It's a natural occurring element.
Correct.
Okay. The hazard is when we're encountering it in a home.
Right.
That we've sealed up to control the indoor air quality.
That's right. So that's exactly right. So the more we get about energy efficiency and sealing up homes, the more we need to be really concerned about what we're doing with radon gas, because it will become amplified in those situations.
A naturally occurring radioactive ingredient. You know, we do a lot of hiking, my wife and I, and there are actually one of our favorite hiking areas over in the Sierra Ancha Mountains, kind of northeast of Globe. They've closed an entire area over there because of the radioactivity from the mines that were back in there. They've actually blocked all the trailheads off. You can't even access the area.
Interesting.
So, a real threat. And radon, being invisible, being odorless, you don't know if it's there. Last time you were on, Jennifer actually got we call it the envies in Cajun French. The envies means you just got the compulsion to get something done. So she got the envies to test every employee's house at Rosie on the House. So we ordered, I don't know, I think she ordered maybe 15 or 20 kits, and we distribute it to everybody, and we're now just harvesting those and sending them in. You can home test your home for radon.
You can, absolutely.
Not an expensive test.
No. It's quite reasonable.
So reasonable. I think reasonable for us was less than $15 a test kit. What is it?
Right.
Well, they gave them to us, so yeah. We got it for zero. But I think the kits were actually under 15 bucks a piece.
Right, right.
It's a simple sponge apparatus that you hang in your house for 3 days, put in a sealed envelope, mail it to the laboratory, and they mail you back the results. It's very easy.
Very simple.
The timing is important on that. You need to make sure to send it back as soon as your time is up.
Right, right. Because radon has a half-life of 3.5 days. So
Once it's released into the environment,
right,
it loses half its power in 3.5 days.
That's right.
Okay. So we're going to leave this sponge absorbing the radon in our house. And we did it when we left for a long weekend. So the house was closed up for 3 days.
That's fine.
Okay.
You don't have to do that, though, by the way.
You don't. Okay.
No.
All right.
Is there a better time of year, one over the other?
Well, in most of the country, it's the winter time, and that's because everybody has it closed up. I mean, in Arizona, it might well be the summertime because that's, you know, you don't be go opening the windows in the middle of the summer here unless you got evap coolers.
And the increased ventilation dissipates the radon. It's the closed up house,
right,
that becomes our hazard.
But remember, when you're running an AC system, you're recycling that air. So that won't affect your radon test. Only if you have an evap cooler will it affect your test.
Okay. And how hazardous is this?
It's very hazardous. Radon kills 21,000 people every year.
In America?
In America only. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Are there hot spots?
Yes. The Northeast is, you know, really bad.
Okay.
Arizona is classified as 2 out of 3. So we're okay, right in the middle, and that's really kind of deceptive because it's, you know, it's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, the areas of Prescott and Flag have a little, you know, quite a bit more exposure. But I've tested right out in the middle of the dusty desert in the middle of nowhere and had 40 times the limit by the EPA. So you just never know where you're going to get it.
And as I understand it, you want to score something under 2 or 3 or 4. Over 4, we're mediating.
Right. 4 is what the EPA says. The World Health Organization, WHO, says 2.7.
Okay. And what is it? What is that a measure of?
That's picocuries per liter. So if you have a liter of gas,
okay,
you have 2.7 or 4 picocuries. Picocurie is a billionth of a curie.
And that's the radioactive element of radon.
Correct.
So we get this kit, we self-test our homes, and we mail it in, and they mail us back a result.
Yeah.
I think the last one we got back was actually for our home office, and that was at 1.2, I think.
Yeah, so you're fine. The outside air typically has 1.4.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're in good shape there.
Yes.
Okay, so we get a test kit back. And it's easy to do. It's inexpensive. Arizona homeowners should do it for the peace of mind.
Right.
We actually had people we were offering kits to that said they didn't want to test because they didn't want to know.
Right.
Because they didn't want the liability of.
They were concerned about resale value and how expensive is it to fix. And
right.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. You've come up, you've patented a system. This isn't a horribly expensive problem to solve.
Well, remember, my system that I've patented is a takeoff of radon to solve a different problem. It's to solve moisture under the slab. Radon mitigation systems are easy. Everybody, there's people, it'd be regulated by the NRPP, which does it for the EPA. But radon systems are non-proprietary for the most part. They're easy to install. And I hear this argument a lot from realtors that, I don't want to jinx the thing. I don't want to screw it up. But honestly, we do it for realtors all the time. It's easy to fix. You know, as long as you maintain the system, it's not a problem. It's not going to affect the resale value of the house. And I'm a CEU provider for real estate professionals. I give 3-hour seminars on this and help radon people or real estate people understand radon.
We're not talking tens of thousands of dollars to spend to solve this problem.
No. I mean, the average house is going to be $1,500, maybe $2,500.
And that fixes it forever.
Right. I mean, the fans just run forever. They use the electricity of a light bulb, and they're easy to maintain, and they're very reliable. They're not buggy. They just run, and they do their job. And it's all over the United States it happens. Nothing to be concerned about. It's nothing unusual.
Jennifer, when we get back from the break we'll be taking here in just a minute, I want to be able to post where the test kits can be purchased so we can get people a link at the website where they can go and get the kits and get the house tested. Make sure you're not in a high-risk situation. If you are in a high-risk situation, it's Arizona Foundation Solutions. Y'all been here in town operating. How long have y'all been around?
Well, I've been in business for 28 years.
I was going to say, okay. I was going to say 20 or more. Okay.
Yeah.
Here, right here in the valley.
Right here.
All right. A big part of that wasn't radon focus.
Correct.
A big part of that is foundation failure analysis.
Correct.
Let's talk about that part of your business.
Sure.
any areas of the state particularly worse than another?
Different parts of the state have different problems. So if you're down south, Benson, that area, you're going to have a lot of really collapsible
that
soils.
Sulphur Springs Valley. I mean, that's just junk down there. And the whole eastern half of Arizona has some real junk problems.
Right. The northeastern part has that, you're up on the Colorado Plateau up there, you have those Chinle clays. But, you can get it anywhere. Phoenix has probably better soils than other parts of the nation as a general whole. But different parts of the state have different problems.
I've heard soil engineers call the Valley of the Sun soil the builder's gold.
It's good stuff here for the most part.
Just a nice decomposed granite that kind of settles in like ABC, naturally compacted in and of itself. And when you start digging, unless you hit caliche, you've really got a pretty good. Or you come in and build a subdivision over an old feedlot.
Right, yeah.
Or
it happens.
Or citrus orchard.
Yeah, that's happened a few times.
You've dealt with a few of those in the past, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
If people wanted to get a hold of you, Bob, how would they do that?
Go to Rosie on the House and look at the website and find Arizona Foundation Solutions. That's the easiest way.
That's the easiest way. Okay, we're going to be back with Bob right after this short break talking about foundation test.
Right.
And inspections.
Yeah, investigations.
Because there's a lot going on in that arena right now that you would call less than completely reputable.
Correct.
All right. So we're going to bring back 10 things homeowners need to know in hiring a foundation repair inspector, as well as take your call. Bob's here. He'd love to visit with you about any foundation problem or concern you have concerning your foundation or radon infestation. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. It's toll free here at Rosie on the House.